I just want to I'm going to come down here and preach. I don't normally do this, but I just want to be close to you guys today. I missed y'all last week. Did y'all miss us?
Yes.
Well, I know my wife did. And my daughter, is she here today? Is she in here? She's in the nursery, so I can tell this story. She gave me the biggest hug when I got home on Wednesday night. And she said, "Daddy, I'm glad you're home, and I'm glad you don't have Ebola." And then she proceeded to say, "Well, of course, we actually won't know for 21 days. So, thank you, sir. Appreciate you doing that. I'm delighted. I'm excited to be back. And I'm going to have David come and share a little bit and tell a little bit about what he saw and what he experienced last week. And just if you're not aware, last week, we many of you know that we have this ministry called Encounter Ministry. Ooh, that was pretty. I'm good. Oh, my back ain't feeling so good, but I'm good. That's what I get for being a Georgia fan. Could be worse. Could be a Tech fan. No, I'm okay. So last week we were in Belgium and taking the Encounter Ministry, just the proposal of taking it overseas to some of our European leaders who have asked for it. Once we got there, we found out that actually a lot of them are familiar with Encounter Ministry. And in Belgium, where Bill Schwartz, who's been here and will probably be here in 2015 at some point, he has some leaders that have already been a part of it. He has two couples that are from Brazil, and they have been a part of Encounter Ministry for a long time, helped to lead and done a lot of it. So it's exciting to see that, but there are a lot of leaders there who are hungry for that, and they are just eager. And in fact, before we left Monday night, or before they left, we were at Bill's apartment. They really just wanted to know, can we start now? Can you guys just stay? And there's just a lot of hurting people. And I'll tell you this, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. It doesn't matter whether you're in Salem, Virginia, welcome, Amy, glad you're here, or you're in The Rock, Georgia, there's hurting people all around the world. And a lot of them are brothers and sisters in Christ. And a lot of them are leaders, and we got to see that. So, David, come on up, and I'm going to sit down and rest my back for a moment, and you just take a couple minutes and tell us what you experienced. What's that?
With me talking.
With you. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you, and like Pastor Rick said, it is a joy to be home. It's always good to see how other people worship God and do things, but it's always great to be back home. And I did learn some Dutch while I was over there, and I know y'all find that hard to believe. Can you imagine a Southern as I talk, speaking Dutch, and somebody understanding it? All right, Southern Dutch, man, I just introduced it to them. And here's what the word in Dutch is. Huh. That's Dutch, man. I promise you it is. She understood what I said when I said, huh. We was at a store. I'll finish telling the story. But we was at a store, and the lady spoke to me in Dutch, telling me how much it was. That was my response. Huh? So she understood it and started speaking in English. Now, my wife, she's not in here, which I hate it for, but she's going to miss out on this little thing. She started telling me how much it was. I said, well, I think I got some change that can go with some dollars to pay for that, and I stuck my hand out. I said, just take what you need. So it's amazing how, you know, little things like that, you just, trying to maneuver through all that and just the little things like that that we take for granted. But thank God she could speak English, and Pastor Rick and Bishop Bill were with us. So anyway, that's just one little joke. Here's the thing. I got so much to share with you, but I've narrowed it down to a couple of things. And number one, I want you to realize, I realized this while we were doing praise and worship, and I thought about the time difference. There's 6 hours difference. So right now it's about what, 11 o'clock, 11:15? What time is it? Yeah. All right, they're 6 hours ahead of us. Right now, this time, last Sunday, we were doing praise and worship, right, at a Filipino church. And Pastor Rick was about to preach. Well, that morning, they had service. That morning, we had service. Pastor Bill's church. You know what I realized? That on Sunday, God has worship and praise and going on 24 hours. How about that? That throughout that God is bigger than this church right here. That they worship God over there just like we worship God here. They worship God everywhere. Listen, this is what I saw, is that in my little mind, I get caught up in the things right here. And I get caught up in my little world. You know what? God is so big that we don't realize how big God is. You know why? Because I look at where I'm at and how big my problem is. And after that, that's about as far as I get. And like Pastor Rick said, they are hurting over there just like we're hurting here at times. But you know what else? They're worshiping God and they're praising God and they're speaking the gospel and they're going about doing God's business just like we are here. Can I share with you that God has a lot of people in His family? You know what? It's just not us. It's just not the United States. It's just not Georgia. God is big. And do you know that we were able to walk into that church and never skip a beat, no matter what language it was in? We were able to praise God and worship Him. And the presence of God show up and Him do what He wanted to do. How awesome is that? That sometimes we get caught up just right here in our family sometimes. And maybe y'all don't. Maybe it's just me. And maybe this is just for me. That we forget that God has children all over the world that worship Him and praise Him for who He is. Now I'm going to share something else with you. When Tyler was praying, he just touched on something that I was going to just say real quick. I told Pastor Rick this on Saturday. Was it Saturday evening? I shared with you about we'd been to the school and stuff, and we spoke at the school. Is this? I'll go ahead and share, and you can tell me if it's right or wrong. Here's what the Lord showed me. I could have flown home that evening, that Saturday evening. And this is something He's been working on me on for a year and a half. And you'd think I'd catch on to it, because I've shared it with Ben Steele before, and I've shared it with Pastor Rick. But God, I'm doing just enough to get by. I'm just being honest with you. In my reading time, in my time with God, listen, that doesn't mean you got to run up and down the road and be doing everything that you think you should be doing. I'm talking about one-on-one personal time with God. I'm reading just enough to get by through the day. I'm reading just enough or praying just enough to get through the day. And that's what the Lord is speaking to me. And then Tyler prays the prayer that he prayed. I'm going, okay, God. Awaken me. Guys, we need to be awakened. I don't know about all y'all. I can only speak for me. Okay. I need all of us to take a moment right now. Bow your heads. Father, we just come to You right now, and we lift up Patrice to You right now.
You have to flee that body right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for peace in Rick right now. I pray for peace in Patrice. God, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, God, that You would touch her, that You would heal her. Father God, we praise You and thank You for who You are. You are the great I am. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are the great I am. You are the great healer, God. And right now we pray for healing in that body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. glorify you in this place right now, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. We praise you in this place, God.
Yes.
We praise you in this place.
Guys, we're just going to pray for a few more minutes. Just pray however you need to pray, but we need to pray through. Can you do me a favor? Those who are able to move just for a moment, can we move and hold hands? Just as a sign of unity, can we do that? Hey, Tyler, can y'all, the praise team, come back up and do awakening? Let's everybody stand and praise the Lord. Thank you. I'm sorry, Orvis. You're right. Patrice is she was sick at home, and so that's the reason Pastor Rick had to go. Did they? Okay. So, did everybody hear that? Say it again, Tom.
Palpitations of the heart. Palpitations of the heart. Yeah.
Okay. As we know, I don't know if some of you have heard the story that she has had seizures before. I think, but she had had one in how long? Yeah, it's been a long time. So that sometimes leads to that. So I don't know at this moment, you know, what has happened. So, but anyway. That's the reason we just really need to pray. And Orvis, thank you, because I failed to tell y'all what it was about. I just immediately started praying. So forgive me for that, okay? But we need to pray. And obviously, this is going to be a different service today than what we're typically used to. But we're just going to praise the Lord right now. All right? Can we do that? Go ahead, Tom.
In our heart, Lord. In this church, Lord, awakening, Holy Spirit, we desire.
Say that this is always the case, but if you would like to come and pray while we're singing, that's just fine. You don't have to stay there. Just do whatever you feel the Lord leading you to do as we intercede for Patrice. So if you want to stay in your seat and do that, or if you want to come down here, that's just fine.
Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid. Salvation. Thank you for unending grace. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for this life you gave. There is no
There is no one like you.
your face shine on us. To your name we give all the glory. To your name we give all the praise. You're alive, our God everlasting. So let your face shine on us. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. And all my hope is in you, Jesus.
Read this passage of scripture. It's very familiar. It's Matthew 18. But I want us to listen to this and understand how much power is in this room and how we are not taking advantage of the authority that God's given us. This is Matthew 18, starting in verse 18. This is Jesus speaking. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So please, if you, let's agree together right now for every need in this room, every need that is associated with any person in here. Let's stand on the promises of Jesus and ask for these things and have them done by our Father in heaven. So please, y'all stand up, and if you need prayer, come up here. There are people who will pray for you. I'll pray. Darcy will pray. David will pray. Anybody that wants to pray, come up and let's take advantage of this promise and let's have some answers for the things that we need in our lives. I mean, God has told us here that He'll do it, so let's take Him up on it right now.
There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. And all my hope is in you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Family, I feel like the Lord is telling us that we need to just join together and just bind the spirits of hindrance from Pastor Rick and Patrice, because here Pastor Rick just about falls. And then Patrice, I feel like that they're just being set against because the Lord's moving them forward. So let's just agree together in the name of Jesus. We just bind spirits of hindrance from Pastor Rick and from Patrice and from their whole family. And we just declare, no, no, the work of the enemy will stop. And the work of the Lord will continue in strength in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. We just praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Lord, I need you, oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Father, I just thank you this morning for the fact that we can be confident in you. Father, I just pray that you would help our hearts, Lord, to rest in you, regardless of what need we have personally, God. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of love and power and of self-discipline. And I just pray, God, that you'd help us to walk, Lord, in your spirit. Lord, as we ponder our needs, as we ponder the need of Rick and Patrice, God, that we would just know that, Lord, you have all things in control. Lord, you hold all things together. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Lord, because we know that you're our Father, Lord, and you're taking care of us. Lord, and that all things in light of eternity are worked for your glory and for our good when we walk in spirit. And so, Lord, I just pray that, Lord, our hearts would just be rested and secured in your love and your grace, Father. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my right. Justice, oh God, now I need you. Teach my song to rise to you. When temptations come my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope. Teach my soul to rise to you. When temptations come my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
righteousness, O God, now I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, O God.
Ladies, if all you ladies would come up here, hey, I'm going to let Miss Gloria just tell you.
I feel impressed. The Bible says if there's one among you that's sick, to anoint them with oil. Patrice's sick, and I want all of our ladies. We got a lady, ladies, that's sick that needs prayer, and we're going to anoint someone with oil for Patrice today. So I want all of us ladies to get together. And call her name. She's our sister. Lisa, you might Patrice's size. Come in. We're going to let someone anoint you. We got some oil. You got any oil? Okay. Amy, come in. You're a pastor.
We just wrap our arms around her. Father, we lift her up. We lift her up in Jesus' name. Only you can do what no man can do. I pray that you would both encourage her heart and her body. I pray that you would call her body up and out of whatever is going on in the name of Jesus. We call her heart and mind in the name of Jesus. We call her nervous system and mind. We call every single piece of her body. I pray against all seizures and all irregular heartbeat. I pray that you would be comforted. I pray for the anointing of God to all of her family for the oil.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to share something that just a couple of things real quick is, number one, they've transported her to the hospital, Patrice to the hospital. So they're en route right now. We don't know any more information than what we know right now, okay? So continue to pray. The other thing is that Pastor Rick's Connect group will not be meeting tonight, just so you know, okay? Just keep praying. And guys, can I say that the enemy's going to continue in some ways to show up, because Pastor Rick, like, we're fixing to join with overseas, and God's going to be moving in a mighty way, and Pastor Rick is the link between those two. And after being with him this week, I realized that. So we do need to pray and keep praying for them, as Darcy said. As Miss Gloria said, just keep praying as women. You got anything? Has anybody got anything?
Carolyn shared a book with me that I've been reading, and on Romans 8:28, and I feel like that the Lord has spoken this to me this morning. And, you know, you can't pluck one verse out of a chapter or a book and get the meat. And I'm enjoying studying Romans. But Romans 8:28, I think we need to remember this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to His purpose. And when you break that down, it says, we know the Lord's given us enough in our lives to know that He doesn't fail us, that all things, that's not little part things, things that may have happened even this morning that were unfortunate for you and certainly for Patrice, but all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to His purpose. And you can take this backwards and say, all things work for bad to those who don't love the Lord and who are not called according to His purpose. People may have the biggest houses and the prettiest yards and the most money, but when it comes down to the end, and a lot of times it's before their life is over, it comes crashing around them. And you think about people like Robin Williams, who everybody thought was just the most wonderful comedian. Look how sad he was and lost it all. So we know that all things, even falling downstairs, works together. Doesn't mean it's all good, but it works together. Julie, what you're going through, it works together for good to those that love the Lord. And so let's be encouraged.
Guys, we're going to go ahead and dismiss. Mr. Ronald, would you pray for us, please? Would you mind?
Lord, we're grateful for Your goodness and Your mercies on our lives and on us individually, Lord. We are needy people, and You know that. But, Lord, we recognize our need, and we lift Your name up. You said You inhabit Your praise. This morning we praise You. We just start out praising You for all You have done and all You're going to do. We thank You for salvation. We thank You for the promises in Your word that we can stand on, Lord. We thank You for the blood of Jesus, Lord. We just give You praise and we give You honor and we give You glory this morning. We need You. We call on Your name. We cry out as You talked about in Your word, crying out to You. You hear our cry this morning, Lord. We pray for this church, Lord. We know that You didn't bring us this far to drop one. And may we not be judges, but let you do the judging and let you do the work and let you do the calling and let you do the guiding and the directing of our lives and of our church, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We need you. And I keep saying we need you because we do. And if we don't see that, we will never get where you need us to go. We got to get on our knees and pay homage to you and lift your name high while our name is in the background, Lord. We got to die daily for you, Lord. I know that. And Lord, I don't do it every day, but I know that that's the need. And if we strive for what you've called us to be and what you've asked us to be in your word, thank you for your word, Lord. We pray, Lord, for this church. We pray that you'd lift it up, Lord. We pray that we wouldn't wander around in the wilderness like the children of Israel, but we'd go into the land, to the promised land that you have prepared for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, and we pray that we love everyone in this building, Lord, and everyone love one another, because that's where it starts, the love of Jesus, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you for this opportunity to pray. Thank you for the opportunity to have a church to go to. Thank you for our community. Thank you for everyone that's present this morning. And we pray that they'd leave this house lifted up. And we pray especially for our pastor and for the attack that his family appears to be under now, Lord. We pray that you will reverse that and turn it into a victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Y'all are dismissed. Toy, you'll keep it. Where's Toy? You'll keep us up to date on the. Thank you. She'll keep us up to date on the phone tree or whatever. Just keep praying. And thank y'all so much. Y'all have a great evening, okay?
I'm going to come down here and preach. I don't normally do this, but I just want to be close to you guys today. I missed y'all last week. Did y'all miss us?
Yes.
Well, I know my wife did. And my daughter, is she here today? Is she in here? She's in the nursery, so I can tell this story. She gave me the biggest hug when I got home on Wednesday night. And she said, "Daddy, I'm glad you're home, and I'm glad you don't have Ebola." And then she proceeded to say, "Well, of course, we actually won't know for 21 days. So, thank you, sir. I appreciate you doing that. I'm delighted. I'm excited to be back. And I'm going to have David come and share a little bit and tell a little bit about what he saw and what he experienced last week. And just if you're not aware, last week, we many of you know that we have this ministry called Encounter Ministry. Ooh, that was pretty. I'm good. Oh, my back ain't feeling so good, but I'm good. Hey, that's what I get for being a Georgia fan. Could be worse. Could be a Tech fan. No, I'm okay. So last week we were in Belgium and taking the Encounter Ministry, just the proposal of taking it overseas to some of our European leaders who have asked for it. Once we got there, we found out that actually a lot of them are familiar with Encounter Ministry. And in Belgium, where Bill Schwartz, who's been here and will probably be here in 2015 at some point, he has some leaders that have already been a part of it. He has two couples that are from Brazil, and they have been a part of Encounter Ministry for a long time, helped to lead and done a lot. So it's exciting to see that, but there are a lot of leaders there who are hungry for that, and they are just eager. And in fact, before we left Monday night, or before they left, we were at Bill's apartment. They really just wanted to know, can we start now? Can you guys just stay? And there's just a lot of hurting people. And I'll tell you this, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. It doesn't matter whether you're in Salem, Virginia, welcome Amy, glad you're here, or you're in The Rock, Georgia, there's hurting people all around the world. And a lot of them are brothers and sisters in Christ. And a lot of them are leaders, and we got to see that. So David, come on up, and I'm going to sit down and rest my back for a moment, and you just take a couple minutes and tell us what you experienced. What's that?
With me talking to you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, first off, I want to say thank you. And like Pastor Rick said, it is a joy to be home. It's always good to see how other people worship God and do things. But it's always great to be back home. And I did learn some Dutch while I was over there. And I know y'all find that hard to believe. Can you imagine a Southern as I talk, speaking Dutch and somebody understanding it? All right, Southern Dutch, man. I just introduced it to them. And here's what the word in Dutch is. Huh. That's Dutch, man. I promise you it is. She understood what I said when I said, huh. We was at a store. I'll finish telling the story. But we was at a store, and the lady spoke to me in Dutch, telling me how much it was. That was my response. Huh? So she understood it and started speaking in English. Now, my wife, she's not in here, which I hate it for, but she's going to miss out on this little thing. She started telling me how much it was. I said, well, I think I got some change that can go with some dollars to pay for that. And I stuck my hand out. I said, just take what you need. So it's amazing how, you know, little things like that, you just, trying to maneuver through all that and just the little things like that that we take for granted. But thank God she could speak English, and Pastor Rick and Bishop Bill were with us. So anyway, that's just one little joke. Here's the thing. I got so much to share with you, but I've narrowed it down to a couple of things. And number one, I want you to realize, I realized this while we were doing praise and worship, and I thought about the time difference. There's 6 hours difference. So right now it's about what, 11 o'clock, 11:15, what time is it? Yeah. All right, they're 6 hours ahead of us. Right now, this time, last Sunday, we were doing praise and worship, right, at a Filipino church. And Pastor Rick was about to preach. Well, that morning, they had service. That morning, we had service at Pastor Bill's church. You know what I realized? That on Sunday, God has worship and praise and it going on 24 hours. How about that? That throughout, that God is bigger than this church right here. That they worship God over there just like we worship God here. They worship God everywhere. God, listen, this is what I saw, is that in my little mind, I get caught up in the things right here. And I get caught up in my little world. You know what? God is so big that we don't realize how big God is. You know why? Because I look at where I'm at and how big my problem is. And after that, that's about as far as I get. And like Pastor Rick said, they are hurting over there just like we're hurting here at times. But you know what else? They're worshiping God and they're praising God and they're speaking the gospel and they're going about doing God's business just like we are here. Can I share with you that God has a lot of people in his family? You know what? It's just not us. It's just not the United States. It's just not Georgia. God is big. And do you know that we were able to walk into that church and never skip a beat, no matter what language it was in? We were able to praise God and worship him. And the presence of God show up. And him do what he wanted to do. How awesome is that? That sometimes we get caught up just right here in our family sometimes. And maybe y'all don't. Maybe it's just me. And maybe this is just for me. That we forget that God has children all over the world that worship him and praise him for who he is. Now I'm going to share something else with you. And when Tyler was praying, he just touched on something that I was going to just say real quick. And I told Pastor Rick this. On Saturday, was it Saturday evening? I shared with you about we'd been to the school and stuff, and we spoke at the school. Is this, I'll go ahead and share, and you can tell me if it's right or wrong. Here's what the Lord showed me. I could have flown home that evening, that Saturday evening. And this is something He's been working on me on for a year and a half. And you'd think I'd catch on to it, because I've shared it with Ben Steele before, and I've shared it with Pastor Rick. But God, I'm doing just enough to get by. I'm just being honest with you. In my reading time, in my time with God. Listen, that doesn't mean you got to run up and down the road and be doing everything that you think you should be doing. I'm talking about one-on-one personal time with God. I'm reading just enough to get by through the day. I'm reading just enough or praying just enough to get through the day. And that's what the Lord is speaking to me. And then Tyler prays the prayer that he prayed. I'm going, okay, God. Awaken me. Guys, we need to be awakened. I don't know about all y'all. I can only speak for me. Okay. Take. I need all of us to take a moment right now. Bow your heads. Father, we just come to you right now. And we lift up Patrice to you right now. Shakarakakabaka.
Have to flee that body right now in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for peace in Rick right now. I pray for peace in Patrice. God, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would touch her, that you would heal her. Father God, we praise you and thank you for who you are. You are the great I am. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. You are the great I am. You are the great healer, God. And right now we pray for a healing in that body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. We glorify you, God. We glorify you in this place right now, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, God. We praise you in this place, God.
Yes.
We praise you in this place.
Guys, we're just going to pray for a few more minutes. Just pray however you need to pray, but we need to pray through. Can you do me a favor? Those who are able to move just for a moment, can we move and hold hands? Just as a sign of unity, can we do that? Hey, Tyler, can y'all, the praise team, come back up and do awakening? Let's everybody stand and praise the Lord. Thank you. I'm sorry, Orvis. You're right. Patrice is she was sick at home, and so that's the reason Pastor Rick had to go. Did they? Okay. So, did everybody hear that? Say it again, Tom.
Palpitations of the heart. Yeah.
Okay. As we know, I don't know if some of you have heard the story that she has had seizures before. I think, but she had had one in how long? Yeah, it's been a long time. So that sometimes leads to that. So I don't know at this moment, you know, what has happened. So, but anyway. That's the reason we just really need to pray. And Orvis, thank you, because I failed to tell y'all what it was about. I just immediately started praying. So forgive me for that, okay? But we need to pray. And obviously, this is going to be a different service today than what we're typically used to. But we're just going to praise the Lord right now. All right? Can we do that? Go ahead, Tom.
In our heart, Lord. In this church, Lord, awakening, Holy Spirit, we desire, awakening, for you and you.
This is always the case, but if you would like to come and pray while we're singing, that's just fine. You don't have to stay there. Just do whatever you feel the Lord leading you to do as we intercede for Patrice. So if you want to stay in your seat and do that, or if you want to come down here, that's just fine.
For you and you soul and sing, for the world you loved, your will be done, let your will be done in me.
All
presence in your power. Awakening for this moment, for this hour. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid. Salvation. Thank you for unending grace. Thank you for your hope. Thank you for this life you gave. There is no
Jesus, to your name we give.
give all the glory. To your name we give all the praise. Your life, our God everlasting, let your face shine on us. To your name we give all the glory. To your name we give all the praise. You're alive, our God everlasting. So let your face shine on us. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. And all my hope is in you, Jesus, Jesus.
I want to read this passage of scripture. It's very familiar. It's Matthew 18. But I want us to listen to this and understand how much power is in this room and how we are not taking advantage of the authority that God's given us. This is Matthew 18, starting in verse 18. This is Jesus speaking. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So please, if you, let's agree together right now for every need in this room, every need that is associated with any person in here. Let's stand on the promises of Jesus and ask for these things and have them done by our Father in heaven. So please, y'all stand up, and if you need prayer, come up here. There are people who will pray for you. I'll pray. Darcy will pray. David will pray. Anybody that wants to pray, come up and let's take advantage of this promise and let's have some answers for the things that we need in our lives. I mean, God has told us here that He'll do it, so let's take Him up on it right now.
There is no one like you. There is no one like you, God. And all my hope is in you, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Is this family? I feel like the Lord is telling us that we need to just join together and just bind the spirits of hindrance from Pastor Rick and Patrice. Because here, Pastor Rick just about he falls, and then Patrice. I feel like that they're just being set against because the Lord's moving them forward. So let's just agree together in the name of Jesus. We just find spirits of hindrance from Pastor Rick and from Patrice and from their whole family. And we just declare, no, no, the work of the enemy will stop. And the work of the Lord will continue in strength in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Lord. We just praise you and we thank you in the name of Jesus.
Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one who guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you.
Thank you this morning for the fact that we can be confident in you. Father, I just pray that you would help our hearts, Lord, to rest in you, regardless of what need we have personally, God. Lord, I thank you that, Lord, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but you've given us a spirit of love and power and of self-discipline. And I just pray, God, that you'd help us to walk, Lord, in your spirit. Lord, as we ponder our needs, as we ponder the need of Rick and Patrice, God, that we would just know that, Lord, you have all things in control. Lord, you hold all things together. We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Lord, because we know that you're our Father, Lord, and you're taking care of us. Lord, and that all things in light of eternity are worked for your glory and for our good when we walk in spirit. And so, Lord, I just pray that, Lord, our hearts would just be rested and secured in your love and your grace, Father. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God,
long to rise to you. When temptations come my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Teach my soul to rise to you. When temptations come my way, when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, now I need you. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God.
Hey, ladies, if all you ladies would come up here, hey, I'm going to let Miss Gloria just tell you.
I feel impressed. The Bible says if there's one among you that's sick, to anoint them with oil. Patrice is sick, and I want all of our ladies. We got a lady, ladies, that's sick that needs prayer, and we're going to anoint someone with oil for Patrice today. So I want all of us ladies to get together and call her name. She's our sister. Lisa, you might Patrice's size. Come in. We're going to let someone anoint you. We got some oil. You got any oil? Okay. Amy, come in. You a pastor?
Yes.
You anoint.
We just wrap our arms around her. Father, we lift her up. We lift her up in Jesus' name. Only you can do what no man can do. I pray that you would both encourage her heart and her body. I pray that you would call her body up and out of whatever is going on in the name of Jesus. We call her heart and mind in the name of Jesus. We call her nervous system in mind. We call every single piece of her body in mind. I pray against all seizures and all irregular heartbeat. Thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to share something that just a couple of things real quick is number one, they've transported her to the hospital, Patrice to the hospital. So they're en route right now. We don't know any more information than what we know right now, okay? So continue to pray. The other thing is that Pastor Rick's Connect group will not be meeting tonight, just so you know, okay? Just keep praying. And guys, can I say that the enemy's going to continue in some ways to show up, because Pastor Rick, like, we're fixing to join with overseas, and God's going to be moving in a mighty way, and Pastor Rick is the link between those two. And after being with him this week, I realized that. So we do need to pray and keep praying for them, as Darcy said. As Miss Gloria said, just keep praying as women. You got anything? Has anybody got anything?
Carolyn shared a book with me that I've been reading, and on Romans 8:28, and I feel like that the Lord has spoken this to me this morning. And, you know, you can't pluck one verse out of a chapter or a book and get the meat. And I'm enjoying studying Romans. But Romans 8:28, I think we need to remember this. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to His purpose. And when you break that down, it says we know the Lord's given us enough in our lives to know that He doesn't fail us, that all things, that's not little part things, things that may have happened even this morning that were unfortunate for you and certainly for Patrice, but all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and to those who are called according to His purpose. And you can take this backwards and say, all things work for bad to those who don't love the Lord and who are not called according to His purpose. People may have the biggest houses and the prettiest yards and the most money, but when it comes down to the end, and a lot of times it's before their life is over, it comes crashing around them. And you think about people like Robin Williams, who everybody thought was just the most wonderful comedian. Look how sad he was and lost it all. So we know that all things, even falling downstairs, works together. Doesn't mean it's all good, but it works together. Julie, what you're going through, it works together for good to those that love the Lord. And so let's be encouraged.
We're going to go ahead and dismiss. Mr. Ronald, would you pray for us, please? Would you mind?
Lord, we're grateful for your goodness and your mercies on our lives and on us individually, Lord. We are needy people, and you know that. But, Lord, we recognize our need, and we lift your name up. You said you inhabit your praise. This morning we praise you. We just start out praising you for all you have done and all you're going to do. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the promises in your word that we can stand on, Lord. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. We just give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory this morning. We need you. We call on your name. We cry out as you talked about in your word, crying out to you. You hear our cry this morning, Lord. We pray for this church, Lord. We know that you didn't bring us this far to drop us, Lord. We pray that you would lift every individual up, Lord. May their heart be encouraged, Lord. And may we not be judges, but let you do the judging and let you do the work and let you do the calling and let you do the guiding and the directing of our lives and of our church, Lord. We give you praise. We give you honor, Lord. We need you. And I keep saying we need you because we do. And if we don't see that, we will never get where you need us to go. We got to get on our knees and pay homage to you and lift your name high while our name is in the background, Lord. We got to die daily for you, Lord. I know that. And Lord, I don't do it every day, but I know that that's the need. And if we strive for what you've called us to be and what you've asked us to be in your word, thank you for your word, Lord. We pray, Lord, for this church. We pray that you'd lift it up, Lord. We pray that we wouldn't wander around in the wilderness like the children of Israel, but we'd go into the land, to the promised land that you have prepared for us, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We love you, and we pray that we love everyone in this building, Lord, and everyone love one another, because that's where it starts, the love of Jesus, Lord. And we just praise you and thank you for this opportunity to pray. Thank you for the opportunity to have a church to go to. Thank you for our community. Thank you for everyone that's present this morning. And we pray that they'd leave this house lifted up. And we pray especially for our pastor and for the attack that his family appears to be under now, Lord. We pray that you will reverse that and turn it into a victory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Y'all are dismissed. Toy, you'll keep it. Where's Toy? You'll keep us up to date on the. Thank you. She'll keep us up to date on the phone tree or whatever. Just keep praying. And thank y'all so much. Y'all have a great evening, okay?